This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
So, hello, David. I heard you mention that water alkalizers and ionizers, while they may yield certain benefits in the short term, may be bad for your health in the long run. Could you go into detail about why this is? Also, does this include Glenn Calkin system, which I heard you promote a while back? Thanks.
No, this is different from Glenn Calkin system. So a water alkalizer and ionizer, what I'm talking about is more of the Kangen water machine, the Jupiter water machine, et cetera. Glenn Calkins at Pristine Hydro, he knows what he's doing. He knows the actual truth of these things. And his case is very interesting because he healed himself completely of crippling arthritis. He's a total trip. The guy's a total trip. But he knows water. He understands it, and he's displayed that it works by his own healing and what he's actually put together. So let me give you some details about this water business, because there's so many items of confusion here. One, your starting water. If your starting water is like 15 parts per million spring water, best water in the world, if you run it through an alkalizer, ionizer, it's going to have an interesting effect, but probably that effect is not going to hurt you down the road. But if your starting water is unfiltered, straight out of the tap, hard water, then my feeling is, from what I've seen, that those alkalizer, ionizer machines like the Kangen water machine and the Jupiter machine will actually make the bad calcium in there reactive and turn into a gluey-like substance. And that is extremely dangerous. There's so many contaminants in tap water that there's no telling what an ionization process will do to those contaminants as it runs through the ionizer, because you're adding energy into the environment. So who knows if it's causing the fusion of this chemical and that pesticide, this, that, and the other thing. So people who are really at least with it in that industry always recommend that you get a pre-filter. So you have to have a water softener, for example, or some kind of pre-filter before running anything through an ionizer or an alkalizer. So then there's this whole thing of like, okay, well, is alkaline water better? And the answer is no. Nature never presents alkaline water that is actually better, because nature presents drinking water to us, and it's actually acidic. If you measure the environment of a spring, even in very alkaline environments like in the Arizona desert, that when it comes out of the ground, the spring is actually acidic. And, you know, people have been on to me about, oh, no, the water comes up in springs because of the pressure under the ground. Really? Then if there's pressure under the ground, then how come the water doesn't come up hot? But in fact, if it's a cold spring, it comes up cold, and in fact, very cold. How does that happen exactly under pressure? Because pressure creates heat. So that I just want to kind of throw that in there, because there's a lot of fallacies about this whole pressure theory of water under the earth, and that's the biggest one, is that pressure could actually create colder water to come out of the ground, or water that's colder than the ground itself. Now, all of that, what I just said, has absolutely no bearing to the mind of a person who's created these alkalizer ionizers. They don't know that. They never heard of that before, right? That, you know, whatever. People say, well, in Korea, they've been using this for 30 years in hospitals. Well, we want to get out of hospitals. We don't want any hospitals. No wonder they're using it for 30 years in hospitals, because they need it, you know, to survive a hospital.
What is the ionizer actually doing? I mean, you just said it's adding energy, but what exactly? I mean, I guess I just don't know what an ionizer is doing, and maybe some of the people don't know. So maybe you could break it down a little bit, what that machine is actually doing to the water.
Well, it's running electricity through the water.
Okay.
And that electricity, it's basically separating the hydronium from the hydroxy free radicals. And so that's the acid alkaline, that's the basis of acid alkaline. Interestingly, the more hydrogen or hydration or hydronium, the better the water is, because it's more hydrating. There's more hydrogen in it. The opposite, which is an alkaline water, has more hydroxy-free radicals in it, which is exactly what you don't want. That's an oxidizer. That's what ages you. So that's one big fallacy about all this. Then when you ionize water, okay, it's great. You're flipping on the ions of all the whatever's in there, chlorine, potassium, whatever, silica. So you're adding energy to it. But you know what kind of chemistries are going on there? It's way too simple to just say there's these minerals in there. Because with tap water, there's not. There's all kinds of stuff in there. We don't know what the heck it is. And homeopathic frequencies and the whole lot. I just had a woman last night. She said she came about a year and a half ago to see me. She said, should I get an alkalizer? I said, no, don't get an alkalizer, ionizer. Get spring water. Get into spring water. Forget all that. So she did it anyway. She got the Kangen water machine. Boom, it threw out her whole digestion in a year and a half, completely screwed up her digestion. And it neutralized all her acids in her stomach. And she really feels like that's what caused it. And as soon as she got off of it, then everything started getting better. And then she's like nursing herself back to health from being too alkalized, which shuts down your acidic firewall, which is your digestive system. Right? That's another piece of this. It's like, hey, if you keep dumping alkaline water in your body, your firewall, which is your hydrochloric acid, is going to actually get neutralized, and you're going to open up the way for parasites to come in. But we can keep going. I mean, this whole thing of like, okay, is all alkaline water bad? And the answer is no. Some of it's good, like magnesium bicarbonate, what is actually an alkaline substance that is very good to have in water. That's what Glenn Calkins used. See, he understands that. That Victor Schauberger also understood that, that magnesium bicarbonate is excellent in water and actually has very profound effects against arthritis when you drink it, and that will make your water alkaline. So if you have an acidic water, like a spring water, which is, say, 6.0 pH, and you add in magnesium bicarbonate, you can bump that pH up to, say, a 7.5 or even an 8, and that water will be good for you because it has high hydrogen and high magnesium. So there's an example of an alkaline water that's good for you. But an alkaline water like chalky water is bad for you. It has bad calcium. So you're basically – then you have a solubility problem because you're running all this non-soluble chalk through your system, and so then your body has to use all this energy to try to make it soluble. Then we've got the whole – the other side that I want to mention real quickly, the acidic side. Is all acidic water good for us? And the answer is no. Because the water could be acidic and have tons of sulfur in it, like a lot of well water has. And actually, that may be the worst thing that there is especially in the UK. The research I've been going through on water and hard water and that kind of stuff, in the UK, there's a long history of studying these things. And there has always been an association with hard water and some of the diseases of calcification, the arthritises and the heart disease and all that. But there's a much stronger correlation between those diseases and well water drinking in the UK. Now, the well water may have a lower TDS, but definitely has a higher sulfur and actually tastes really weird when you taste it. And that kind of water is usually acidic because of the sulfur, but it's bad for you.
This program was brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com. Thanks for listening.